Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm goal achievement strategist Pat Council, and this is Tone It Up Tuesday. Today, we're going to talk about creating a non-judgmental why. What happens when you create a non-judgmental why? If you want your goals to happen, if you want your goals to flow a lot better, you want to have a non-judgmental why. So first of all, let's talk about what a judgmental why is. Well, a lot of times when we set goals, we may set goals that we consider to be ridiculous, too big, too small, just it's never been done before. What makes me think I can do it? So we start to judge the goals that we set. This is something that you decided that you wanted to do. This is something that you may be passionate about. And of course, for any goal to really manifest itself, there has to be some type of passion behind it, because passion is a form of energy that moves things forward a lot faster. So when you set these goals and you start to place judgments against your own goal, then you're actually talking yourself out of achieving the goal. You're actually talking yourself out of doing the very thing or manifesting the very thing that you said that you wanted. Be it a physical goal. When people say things like, oh, you know what, I want to lose 20 pounds, in which case, of course, a better way to phrase that would be, I want to weigh 120 pounds in 3 months or something like that. So, but the point is that when they set this goal, 20 pounds, instantly, we have that critical mind that starts to pop up. That little critic on the inside that pops up and says, hey, what makes you think you can do that? Why are you setting a goal? You've never been able to do it before. So why are you setting this goal? And then you start to judge yourself in a way that's not good. Now, there are times when, yeah, we should judge ourselves, okay? But we spend more time, of course, judging other people and seeing what they're doing wrong. But if we were to take a look at ourselves and judge ourselves in a most counterproductive way, which we're not going to really get into that too much. I don't think we will. All right. Well, just to give you a snippet, judging yourself in a critical way would be to say, hey, you're not manifesting your goals because you're not doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. And you are not studying the way you should. You're not learning what you're supposed to learn. You're not connecting with the people that you're supposed to be connecting with. So you're self-correcting in that sense, and you're judging where you are, and you are creating a realization that will allow you to make a shift that will cause you to achieve your goals, help you to go to another level, the level that allows you to manifest. So yeah, that's kind of a snippet into what I'm talking about when I say you should judge yourself. But now when it comes to your goals, you want to create what I call non-judgmental goals. Non-judgmental goals are goals that you set because you want to have this. It is something that you truly desire. It is something that you can see, you can visualize it, you can almost feel it, and you can feel that passion rising every time you think about the goal. When you set a goal like that and you don't question, can I do it? Is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? No, what you're doing is you're creating flow by opening your mind and allowing that non-judgmental goal to come forward. You know, I suggest that you write your goals down and not place judgments on them. Think about this. Have you ever written a goal and say, okay, I'm going to earn, I don't know, $20,000-$30,000 in a month. Okay, or a smaller goal, $5,000 in a month. And you write it in either an ink pen and you scratch through it. And then you rip that paper out and you throw it in the garbage. Or in pencil and you erase it really quickly. And you change the goal and you actually lower the goal. The truth of the matter is the first dollar amount that you put on your paper, that's what you really want. That's what you desire. That's what you would like to be able to achieve. But because you erase it, you change it, you're now judging it. Same thing when it comes to your physical fitness. You tell yourself, this is what I want to look like, or this is how much I want to weigh by a particular date. And you realize, you know, how much weight that is that you have to get rid of. Okay. And what you have to do to get into shape. And so to make it easy on yourself, you once again, go to the pencil or the pen, scratch it out, throw the paper to trash, or erase it really quickly and lower the goal. You're judging yourself in a way that's counterproductive. What you're saying is, I don't think I'm capable of doing this. You know, or you're saying, you know, I really want that to happen, but I don't know if I'm willing to do that work. I don't know if I'm willing to give up, I don't know, cheesecake, pies, cakes, whatever it is you have to give up. I don't know if I'm willing to give up sweets. I've actually heard people say, you know what? I'm not giving up mayonnaise because I love my mayonnaise. Okay. And these are for people that where the doctor said, listen, you know, cut back on some of the fat. You see, some fat, there's good fat and there's not good fat. And the point is that the doctor says cut back on some of the fat and maybe you can start by cutting mayonnaise out and substitute it for this fat instead. And the person's like, you know what? I've been eating mayonnaise my whole life. I absolutely love it. So I'm not giving it up. So my point is, so they changed their goal. Well, instead of losing, I don't know, 20 pounds, I'm only going to lose 10. So they changed the goal. This actually stops the flow because what you're saying is you really don't believe in yourself. What you're saying is you don't think you're capable of doing this. What you're saying, once again, is that you are not willing to do the work. You don't want to work that hard. You're not willing to give up something to make a sacrifice to get what you want. So when we create a non-judgmental goal, it allows us to flow better. The non-judgmental goal, the reason we change our goals and we judge our goals and we lessen the goal a lot of times is because what we do is we allow reasoning and logic and common sense, or let's say reasoning and I'm going to say faulty logic to come into play because we use our logic, I think, in the wrong way. You have that logical side of your brain so that you can figure out the steps to take to get what you want. Not so you can, well, as they say, use common sense and talk yourself out of getting what you want and talk yourself out of the fact that this is a realistic, the possibility of this goal is real. The possibility of you actually achieving it and manifesting it can be very real. You just need to use your logical brain in the right way. I talk about right thinking on the show periodically. So you want to consider that when you set your goals. What are your physical goals? What are your monetary goals? What are your relationship goals? What are those goals for your life? What are your self-improvement, personal development goals? I mean, have you taken a look at all of these things? I find that there's some people that put the idea or concept of personal development, they put it down. And then I take a look at their lives and I think, wow, you could stand to do some personal development. But they put it down not because they don't necessarily believe in it, but it's because they're not willing to do what it takes to be their very best. So what non-judgmental goal have you modified? What non-judgmental goal have you changed because you are not willing to do the work? Because you are not willing to push through a perhaps lack of confidence. Okay. So push through that so that you can get to self-confidence and achieve the goal. Whatever the goal is, if it's a goal that's a little bit out of your reach, that's the beauty of being able to reach. Okay. When you actually stretch to reach that goal, then your life's never going to be the same. You're going to want to achieve more. And as a result, you are going to begin to fully express your life. This is why you're here. People complain when something hurts them, whether it be emotionally, whether it be physically, you know, and even mentally, in the sense that they're so worried about which direction their life is going to go in, or they're so worried about what someone's taking from them or not giving them to the point where they don't manifest anything of any real significance. So you want to think about all of the what goes into you creating that goal that you've judged so harshly, where you've changed what you really want. The other thing that causes us to not set non-judgmental goals is we listen to other people. We listen to what they have to say. And because they don't think on that level, they begin to talk you out of your goals. They begin to convince you that, hey, this isn't the right goal for me. So you want to look at all of that when it comes to you creating a non-judgmental goal. What goals have you changed? You really zap some of the energy out of your goals when you change a goal that you really want. Now, that does not mean it's not the same as having to take a step back, okay, because the goal that you set was like you set a goal to earn $10 million in 6 months, knowing that you're not going to do $10 million worth of work in 6 months. Also, perhaps not realizing that you don't even know enough. Your energy's not even on that level yet, because we have to work up to things sometimes. We have to learn some things. If you've been complacent and you've been settling for year after year after year, okay, so you have to understand it takes a while for you to catch up with you. In other words, you've been convincing yourself for so long to do without. It takes you a moment to get your deserved level up to the level where you can actually earn $10 million, where you can see it, feel it, you know, almost touch it as though it's already done. And with that will come the ideas to make that happen. So I'm sharing this with you because, you know, I'm saying in the hopes that you will expand your thinking, that you will not settle for less than who you are, that you will never, ever give up. Even if you fall short of achieving a goal, never stop, never give up. And when I say that, you know, we hear that sometimes and we go, I'm going back to the drawing board. And here's my caveat, you guys. Okay, going back to the drawing board over and over to achieve a goal that, first of all, you're not passionate about. Secondly, it's not a goal, a realistic goal, and it's not a goal that perhaps you are really truly committed to. You're just wasting your time, and that's creative avoidance. And you're kind of tricking yourself into thinking that you're making something big happen, something great happen, when in fact, you're not doing very much. Everything, when it comes to your goal achievement, it's measurable. And so if you can't measure anything, no movement, you know, you're not going from point A to point B, then guess what? It's not going to happen for you. So think about your non-judgmental goal. What goal have you stopped working on? Or what goal did you talk yourself out of that in your heart of hearts you want to make happen? What fitness goal did you give up on that you originally set and you gave up on it, and knowing that the truth of the matter is you gave up simply because you didn't want to do the work. You didn't want to eat right. You didn't want to exercise. You didn't want to visit your doctor to make sure that you are healthy enough to embark on a certain fitness regimen. So what have you discarded? What have you convinced yourself that either you can't afford it, or it's too much, or I'm not smart enough, or hey, you know what? It's just not for me. Hey, I've tried. My least favorite word of all times when it comes to goal achievement and achieving goals is I tried. Tried is just a buffer word. It's a word that we use to make us feel better. In other words, we know we didn't do the work, or we know we're not going to do it, so we use try. Okay, so it's a word, a buffer word that makes us feel better, and it comes across as being very polite, so we can bow out gracefully. Don't allow yourself to bow out gracefully. Listen, go back, look at that goal that you downplayed, and set a non-judgmental goal so you can create some amazing flow in your life. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today on Designing Your Life Today. I want you to enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power.